Let's
see if they can play physical football today.
Let's become great. You know how we do our thing.
Welcome to the Lincoln County Locker Room, live at Stein Brewing Company on Church Street in downtown Newark. Tonight's show is brought to you by Lincoln Memorial Health Systems, Stein Brewing Company, Kick Spix Bookstore, Shamrock Printing, All-Star Embroidery, Garage Experts of Columbus, and Rittberger Meat Market, Buckeye Lake. Now, here's Brian Mays with the Lincoln County Locker Room on Kate 98.7.
And a pleasant good Monday evening, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Lincoln County Locker Room. We are live at the Stein Brewing Company, 23 West Church Street, downtown Newark. Come on in, say hello, and get yourselves some great food and drinks. By the way, if in case you haven't noticed, 36 taps right here at the Stein Brewing Company, 33 of the adult beverage kind, and they also have three sodas, two creams, and a root beer for you as well. Great food, smash burgers, I highly recommend. The nachos are outstanding. Great wings, tater kegs, I don't need to say any more than that, just bacon and cheese stuffed. That's all you need to know. So stop on down here, 23 West Church Street at the Stein Brewing Company, and proceeds from now until 7 p.m. will go to the high school that we are featuring tonight, which is the Utica Redskins, and we'll be happy to have them on a little bit later on. But as we do each and every week, let's go ahead and recap this past Friday night, and we'll start with a battle of a couple of ball clubs that were looking to see where they would be after the halfway point of the season, Lincoln Heights and Newark Catholic, and the Hornets getting a huge win at home, giving Newark Catholic their first loss on the season, the final 27-17. It was a dominated run game and controlling the clock by Lincoln Heights. Time of possession, 33 minutes and 42 seconds for the Hornets to just 14 minutes and 18 seconds for Newark Catholic. Another huge game for Deuce Caldwell. 31 carries, 190 yards, and a couple of his classmates in the senior class, Jonah Hain and Grant Hoff, each getting their first varsity touchdowns as well. So the game started with a 12-play drive by Lincoln Heights, leading to a field goal, but Newark Catholic responded with their outstanding sophomore quarterback, Miller Hutchinson, hooking up for a 39-yard pass and then a 23-yard field goal by Ryan Ricardo, which tied the ball game at 3. Then a muffed punt put Lincoln Heights in business, and Caldwell scored from 3 yards out to go up 10-3. But once again, Newark Catholic came back with Hutchinson hitting Cooper Fink for a 30-yard pass play, and then their outstanding running back Hackett going 23 yards to tie the game at halftime at 10. Lincoln Heights starts the third quarter, 18 plays, 63 yards. Jonah Johnson kicking a 32-yard field goal, going up 13-10. Mason Hackett gets a 31-yard run, but at the 28-yard line, they were sacked on a play, and that forced them out of field goal range. And then a very next play, Caldwell hitting, as we talked about, Jonah Hain getting his first touchdown. It was a short swing pass. It turns out to be a 70-yard touchdown. That put the Hornets up 20-10. The Green Wave comes back. They make it 20-17 on a 30-yard touchdown pass from Hutchinson to Grant Moore. But again, a 13-play drive for Newark Catholic. For Lincoln Heights, they get another touchdown and win it by a final of 27-17. Caldwell, as we mentioned, with the 190 yards rushing, also had 107 yards through the air, 11 of 15. And for Newark Catholic, Hutchinson had 11 of 19 through the airways for 189 yards. So Lincoln Heights, they move to 3-2 on the season, and Newark Catholic falls to 2-1. Lincoln Valley also looking to get over the 500 mark, and they were able to do that, getting 21 points in the first quarter at home and cruising to a victory over Lakewood by a final of 41-0, first shutout of the season for the Panthers, and they scored quickly on their first possession, getting a 3-yard touchdown run by Colton Carr, and that made it 7-0. Then they, on their second drive, quarterback Hayden Rogers hitting their senior Gavin Bragg for 19 yards in the touchdown pass. And after another three and out by Lakewood, a 12-yard touchdown run by Licking Valley, made it 21-0, and they went ahead and cruised on from there. Hayden Rogers, 6 of 9 through the airwaves, 162 yards and 2 touchdowns. Colton Carr, 10 carries for 74 yards and a touchdown. And Aiden Stallnacher continues to do a great job as a wide receiver for the Panthers. 3 receptions for a whopping 115 yards and did get a touchdown as well. We talked about the defense getting a shutout. They held Lakewood to just 99 total yards, including minus 3 yards rushing. So the Panthers are now 3-2, and Lakewood falls to 0-5. The Heath Bulldogs, after a tough loss at home to Granville, traveled to Zanesville, and they started out fairly good in the first half. They had a 11-0 halftime lead, but the Bulldogs will tell you it should have been much larger, and that did come back to bite them as Zanesville was able to rally and get a 22-11 comeback victory at home. So the Bulldogs now have lost 2 consecutive games. Drew Doyle continues to impress as a quarterback for Zanesville, 151 yards and 3 touchdowns. That's just in the second half. He finished with 173 yards on 32 carries as the Blue Devils outgained the Bulldogs 213-41 in the second half. Heath did not have a first down until 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. As we talked about, the Bulldogs were able to get a 11-0 lead early on with Braden Bayless hitting Connor Toomey for a 10-yard touchdown and then also a field goal from Spencer Boyette. But opportunities galore as they were inside Zanesville's territory 6 times in that first half, only coming away with the 11 points. And then Zanesville was able to turn it on and get the victory, scoring 22 consecutive points to get the victory. Bayless was 13 of 39 through the airwaves for 110 yards and did spread the ball out. 7 different players catching a ball, with Toomey the leader at 4 for 49. Connor Corbett had 16 carries for 69 total yards, as the Bulldogs fall to 2-3, while Zanesville improves to 3-2. Granville remains undefeated, and a guy getting a lot more confidence is quarterback Tyler Ernsberger. He had 4 touchdown passes and also ran for a 5th TD Friday as Granville defeated Northridge easily by a final of 48-6. The Blue Aces led by a count of 41-0 at halftime as Ernsberger was able to throw a pair of scores to wide receiver Dante Verasso of 7 and 17 yards and also Cal Schnate carrying a touchdown pass of 4 yards. Mikey Chakowski got an airwaves touchdown as well from Ernsberger for 55 yards. Chakowski also added a 9-yard touchdown run, and his twin brother Matt got a 11-yard touchdown run after the Blue Aces defense continued to smother Northridge, cruising to that 42-point victory. So Granville, they were ranked 5th in the Division III state poll. We'll see if that changes this week when the poll comes out tomorrow. They remain unbeaten. Northridge looking for their first victory after 5 attempts. Lane Hess was the man who was able to get a touchdown pass to Ben Amott for the Vikings, a 5-yard touchdown score in that game. Watkins Memorial continues to play extremely well as the Warriors get their 4th victory in 5 attempts, getting a tough victory against Johnstown, a final of 28-8. Brody Lee and Jace Henry catching 38-yard touchdown passes from their quarterback Patrick Carney, who added a 4-yard touchdown run for the Warriors, getting their 4th consecutive win as well. Carney, very efficient through the air, 14 of 17 for 171 yards passing. Davion Long added 91 yards on just 12 carries running the football. And a couple of the defensive players doing a great job. Colton Minnendorf and Ethan Pollock each had 5.5 tackles for Watkins Memorial. For the Johnnies, they were led by Spencer Thompson and Nathan Sheets. They each were able, I should say Thompson was able to get a 50-yard touchdown run and Sheets adding the 2-point conversion. But unfortunately for the Johnnies, they only had 136 total yards against a very strong Watkins Memorial defense. Johnstown now winless in 5 games. It was homecoming for Newark this past Friday night at White Field. Unfortunately, not a happy homecoming for the Cats as they fell behind early against Olentangy Orange and fell by a final of 43-7 at White Field, a game heard right here on Kate 98.7. Steelmeister was able to get the Cats on the board after trailing 22-0 after the first quarter, running for a 5-yard touchdown run, but that was all the offense that the Cats could muster, as both Meister and Max Durbin running for 51 yards apiece for Newark, but they were outgained by Olentangy Orange 451-147. Also want to give credit to Malachi Allen. He got an interception for the Cats, and the defense hung around as long as they could, but just too much of the Pioneers on offense. Their freshman quarterback, Levi Davis, 13 of 21 for 188 yards, and Bobby Oglis only carried the ball 9 times, but he had 110 yards rushing and 2 touchdowns as well. So Newark is now 2-3, and Olentangy Orange improves to 3-2. One other game to focus on, and it'll be the team we are featuring tonight, and it was a happy homecoming for the Utica Redskins, scoring 20 points in the final 11 minutes to pull away from Indian Creek and get a 41-20 victory as the Redskins get their second win on the season. Great job running the football as two running backs getting over 100 yards rushing. Justin Giffen with 122 and Tyler Cullera with 106 yards running. Wideout Gavin Chin, you'll hear from him in just a bit. He had a big night, 5 catches for 110 yards and 2 touchdowns. And returning to the lineup was quarterback Zach Heckman, and was happy to have him back behind center as he had a nice game, 15 of 29 passing for 195 yards. As it got a little dicey early in that first half as Indian Creek was able to get the lead at 12-7, but a big play was the fake field goal attempt by Utica. It was lined up for 38 yards, but Heckman found Gavin for the 21 yards to give them a 14-12 lead. They expanded it to 21-12 with Giffen's 8-yard touchdown run. Indian Creek did get back and got themselves a 15-yard touchdown run with a 2-point attempt to make it 21-20, but then Utica putting on the afterburners in that fourth quarter, running the football, defense not allowing Indian Creek to do anything, and in big play by Heckman, founding Culler on a 4th-and-goal from a 2-yard score, and then a couple more touchdown runs of 57 and 43 yards respectively, a couple of interceptions as well for Utica, defensively holding Indian Creek to 223 total yards to get the victory. So the games coming up this week, Pickerington Central and Newark will meet at White Field, both ball clubs 2-3, Central losing to Gahanna last week, and definitely a down year right now for the Tigers. Granville tries to remain undefeated as they will host Licking Heights, a big matchup at Walter J. Hodges Stadium. Licking Valley and Zanesville should be another good game, with both clubs with records of 3-2 will meet over in Muskingum County. Watkins at 4-1 will host winless Northland. Johnstown and Northridge, there's the big rivalry battle. Both teams trying to get their first win of the season, that game being played at Northridge, and you know both teams will leave everything out on the field for that. Utica and Newark Catholic, they will meet on Saturday. Again, not Friday night, but Saturday for the Redskins and the Green Wave. And the game we'll have here on Kate 98.7 this coming Friday night. The Heath Bulldogs trying to regroup after a 2-game losing streak. They will host the Lancers of Lakewood at Swank Field. We'll have it for you at 7 here on Kate 98.7. So that's a recap of the games from this past Friday. And when we return, we'll bring in a couple of our Utica Redskins to talk about last Friday, look at the season and what's ahead. That's next as you're listening to the Licking County Locker Room live from the Stein Brewing Company on Kate 98.7.
Take your garage back with Garage Experts of Columbus, a local family-owned company specializing in making your garage the envy of your neighborhood. With the exclusive Garage FX flooring system that has a tenacious bond with concrete, giving you a slip-resistant finish that won't peel and can be installed in just one day. And it's backed with their lifetime guarantee. Call now to take advantage of end-of-year specials of up to $450 off. Call today, 614-802-6565, or visit garageexperts.com.
Hi, folks. It's Andy Ritberger. There's nothing better than taking your tailgate party up a notch or two, and all it takes is one stop at the Ritberger North Market to get our brats, hot dogs, steaks, ribs, and pork tenderloin. I got to tell you that what's on your grill can make or break your party, so come see us at the Ritberger North Market on Maple Avenue in Zanesville. And if you're in the Buckeye Lake area, check out our new store, the Ritberger Market at the Lake.
What's your plan for lunch? Join Stein Brewing Company in downtown Newark and enjoy their selection of burgers, sandwiches, and salads. Stop by for lunch or go online to steinbrewco.com and order ahead for pickup. Businesses on the square in downtown Newark can take advantage of free delivery from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Stein Brewing Company in downtown Newark, where you can be your own bartender. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, featuring 33 craft beers and 3 craft sodas on tap. Stein Brew. Co.com.
Now's the time to order Varsity Jackets. The earlier the better. For more than 20 years, All-Star Embroidery in Newark has been Varsity Jacket headquarters for schools all over Licking County. Trust their experts to help you through the whole process, from sizing to application. All steps are handled in-house, which means faster turnaround and no surprise pricing. All-Star Embroidery, 21st Street, Newark, and online at allstarembroidery-ltd.com. allstarembroidery-ltd.com.
Shamrock Printing is the county's best-kept secret. Their customer service and attention to detail makes every order perfect, whether celebrating your seniors or your school. And don't forget about them at your office. Their efficiency and pricing makes them the best choice there, too. Shamrock Printing can now print signage on all kinds of materials, like wood, metal, plastic, and canvas. Whatever you want printed, whatever you want it printed on. Shamrock Printing, South 3rd Street, Newark.
Licking Memorial Health Systems is seeking registered nurses and point-of-care technicians to work in the emergency department and inpatient care units. LMHS offers a wide range of benefits, competitive wages, and an award-winning work environment. All shifts are available. Interested applicants may visit lmhs.jobs or contact Jennifer Rice at 220-564-7084 or jsrice@lmhealth.org.
More hard-earned dollars pulled right out of your pocket. That's what taxing Tim Ryan and Joe Biden's recent tax increase will do to hardworking lower and middle-income Ohio families. Taxing Tim helped pass hundreds of billions in new taxes, including higher taxes on people making less than $10,000 a year. This tax isn't just on the wealthy. It's on middle and lower-income people, too. Ryan also voted to hire 87,000 new IRS employees to dig even deeper in middle-class pockets. $20 billion in higher taxes we pay for to hire IRS employees to hassle us. Ohioans already feel squeezed. We just can't afford taxing Tim Ryan and his latest tax grab. Reject taxing Tim Ryan. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Coaches, players, and more. It's the Licking County Locker Room with Brian Mays. Live at Stein Brewing Company on Church Street in downtown Newark on KATE 98.7.
And welcome back, everyone. We are live at the Stein Brewing Company. Stop on down. We're here until 7 p.m. here on the Licking County Locker Room. And we're happy to be joined now by a couple of, well, I don't know if I can call a coach a standout. I'd at least call a wide receiver a standout. We're happy to have junior wide receiver Gavin Chin joining us and Utica football head coach Charlie Rowley. Coach, first of all, thank you for joining us. And you're a Utica grad from 2005. What's it like coaching a program that you went to school at and being a part of your alma mater? How much does that mean to you?
Yeah, first off, thanks for having us down here. Great to be here. Yeah, very happy to be back home. Going on 5 years now with homeschool, and just have a lot of pride in this school and this program. I said when I got hired, it was my dream job. Something that I had wanted to do when I was just getting out of high school. So very happy to be here, proud to be here, proud of the work that we're doing and the progress that we're showing, and excited about the rest of this year, what the future holds for us.
So Gavin and I were talking before the show, and that victory over Centerburg to start the year. You did end last season with a victory, but to beat a team that a lot of people said, hey, this Centerburg team is a good ball club, and they've won four straight since you beat them. To have that start of the year after your off season getting ready, how huge was that for this ball club and for these players who've been working so hard?
Yeah, that was a big one for us, and like you said, kind of just validated the work we've put in. They're a very good team. Like you said, they've got all four in a row, so that was a battle. It was a great game. Really set the tone for us this year. You know, we went a few weeks there where we didn't win, but I think that really just our confidence in what we're doing gave our players a lot of confidence, and that was a great start for us this year against a good team.
And it was a tough one at Loudonville in week two, and Fredericktown, they got off. It just kind of was a steamroll effect. But to rebound like you did against a very good-looking Heights team, and again, I was talking to Gavin. We were doing the Heath game that night, and when it came across the press box, Utica 21, Licking Heights 20 in the fourth quarter, the murmurs really started. And, yeah, you want to get the victory, and I know there's not such a thing as a moral victory, but you went toe-to-toe with a very, very good Division II program.
Yeah, good team. I don't have many complaints about that game. Proud of the way our kids played. I mean, they played hard and they battled. They showed up ready to go. It was a fun game. It got away from us at the end. You know, obviously you can point at a couple plays here and there that we'd like to change, but very happy with the effort. Again, didn't get the win, but I just think confidence that our kids gained from that is only going to pay off. So our kids are playing hard. They're battling. They're showing up physical every single Friday, and we keep getting better, and I think we're going to continue to keep getting better.
Well, and you look at last week, so you're 1-3, and it's 21-20 in the fourth quarter, and then you just turn on the afterburners, you run the ball, you stop them defensively, and you get a huge win. And that's the thing I'm looking at in these games. You guys have played very well in the fourth quarter, and if you're going to beat Utica, they're not going to beat themselves. You're going to have to do something. And I think you got to like that from your ball club of really showing up in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, it's something we've made big improvements on from years past. Like you said, not beating ourselves, that's something we've really emphasized. Taking care of the football, making teams earn everything they get defensively. We did that on Friday, and we've done that quite a bit this year. Obviously, it was a close one there, but we made some plays down the stretch to help us get the win. And again, just proud of how our guys played, trusting the game plan, trusting in what we're doing, trusting our stuff, and we were able to hit some big ones there in the fourth quarter to pop it open for us.
Speaking of big ones, this guy over here, Gavin Jen, you've had some big, big plays five games into the season. And we talked about the kickoff return that you opened the eyes of Licking Heights that night to start the ball game. Like, okay, we've got a ball game here. Take me back to just how you handled that. You know, you're going down the sidelines. You're going to have a huge play to start the game. What was going through your mind in that moment?
Well, from the opening catch, it was just everything lined up perfectly. The blockers, everything that we do in practice, making it all go 100%, making it work out the way that we want it to, and that's how it was. Going up the sideline was a great feeling.
And that mean you just get the boost of the home crowd, the boost of the players and teams, and as like we were talking about with Coach, then you just went with them, you know, toe-to-toe for a majority of that game. So when you look at the opportunities that you have as special teams or wide receiver, do you look at it as maybe one or two plays, if I can get it, I can maybe turn this ball game around? Or how do you view yourself out there on the field?
I mean, obviously, I love to get the ball and I love to get to catches, but it's not just me out there. There's 11 of us, and I know there's a great team behind me. There's other players that can also make the plays, and it's not just me out there.
But you're a wide receiver. All wide receivers want the football.
Yeah.
And I know in the paper a couple weeks ago in the Newark Advocate, they talked about you didn't feel too good about how you played after the game against Fredericktown. So, and what did you think that you had to do differently moving forward over the next two contests?
Yeah, I knew that Fredericktown wasn't me. And like Coach was saying, I had a coach with talk that week, and we knew that something needed to change. We knew that it wasn't how I could perform. And through the practice week, we were talking. I had one of my best practices, and I really think it showed out against Licking Heights next week.
It definitely did, and it did last week as well. So let's talk about what you, as the junior class and the senior class coming into this season, what maybe, I don't know, I don't want to necessarily talk about goals, but you ended last year with a victory, and obviously that wanted to carry over. So what type of focus did you guys have, even in the offseason, what you were looking for Utica this year?
I think this year we wanted to start building up the community a little bit more. Everyone, I don't know, we usually don't have the best reputation, so we wanted to be the ones to change that. We wanted to be the group to come in, start turning the program around.
So how do you do that as a 16, 17, 18-year-old? Because when you say that, that's a lot of responsibility, because if folks want to say, hey, we want the team to be competitive, some people just say that. You guys wanted something more. So how do you get that inside at that age?
It's all about repetition. Every single day of practice, we're always chanting our motto. It's Op 11. There's 11 of us out there on the field, and I mean, all the hard work at practices, we want to be the ones that really want to change it.
What can you add to that from this junior and senior class that you've seen, Coach?
Yeah, being, like we said, my fifth year, so these guys have been part of our program since they were in middle school, and they've just bought into what we're doing. Gavin just mentioned Op 11, Operation 11. That's kind of our program foundation, program motto that we want to build off of. Both these groups, these seniors, these junior classes as a whole, they've led the charge in the weight room in the off season. We had our best off season in my tenure. Gavin mentioned it. These guys want to be good. They believe in themselves. They want to get things turned around, and they act that way. They practice that way. So just proud of the work they put in. We were excited in the off season. We feel like we got some solid ball players. And these guys are going to continue to work and grow.
And it seems like, again, both sides of the ball have gotten a lot better. Like, and maybe they're feeding off each other. The offense makes a play. The defense says, okay, we need to follow that up. And again, with special teams, you had the kickoff return. You had the field goal, the fake field goal, which has to be executed perfectly. So it seems like a lot of all the areas that you need to get victories is coming into form.
Yeah, no question. You mentioned last year a little bit, and I think, you know, not to harp on last year too much, but the bond that our kids developed and just the closeness that we have as a team was great last year, and that's carried into this year. I think that makes all the difference. I think we are noticeably different and better, both offensively and defensively. We emphasize our special teams. We were a little disappointed in our special teams weeks 2 and 3. But got back the emphasis of it, and obviously 2 weeks ago Gavin part of a huge kick return there to get the game started. So, I think there's definitely improvement, and it's just from the work they're putting in, the fundamentals. You know, we keep emphasizing the basics of football, and that stuff's paying off for us.
How nice is it was to have your starting quarterback back last week?
It was amazing. Obviously, me and Piper worked on it. We were working all week in practice. I loved having him back there, but just having Zach back there, being back, knowing that he's good, back there throwing the ball again, it was amazing.
So I got to add a little bit to that. He didn't play last year. So was it his decision? Were you guys able to influence him a little bit to come back? Or was it even a surprise that he came back?
It was a little bit surprised. We didn't think he would carry through. Obviously, we were always messing with him, telling him jokes, trying to get him out there with us on the football field. But when it came to actually turning up the burners at the start of the season, he was there, and it was a great thing to see.
How'd you feel about that, Coach? Obviously a very talented kid.
Oh, yeah.
And to have him come back, was there any concern about how that might gel, or you were pretty comfortable it was going to work out?
No concern. Obviously really excited to have Zach a part of this year. He's done a great job. He's stepped up, has been a great leader, even though, you know, wasn't with us last year. But, I'm not really worried about last year. I'm worried about him and this year and what he's doing. And he's a playmaker, doing a great job. Like Gavin said, you know, he missed 2 weeks, and Hayden Piper stepped up and did a great job, and he's got a bright future ahead of him as well. Zach's a ball player. He's talented, and we're happy to have him and happy to have him playing with us.
And I'll steal the Op 11, because you've had the injury bug bite you in a couple of areas, but you've been able to rotate players around, and it seems like, Gavin, with this group, wherever you need to put us, we'll go in and play. Is that kind of the mentality?
Oh, yeah. We have a bunch of people out there. They know the spots, and if someone gets hurt, we have another one that can step right in. We're all there, and we're all ready.
So after five games, every team would love to be 5-0. Well, that's no question. But how do you feel about this ball club where you're at right now as one of the leaders on the team?
Obviously, I agree with you, with what you said. Everyone would want to be 5-0, but I mean, I'm happy with where we're at. We're putting together a good team. We're putting together a good season. We're working on what we need to work on, and it's paying off in these games.
Coach, your thoughts through five games?
Yeah, proud of. I think we've improved each and every week. We're 2-3. We want to be better than that, but we are getting better and we're growing as a program. Excited to get into league play. We got a tough one this week. It's crazy. It's already the second half of the season. I mean, it flies by. But we. Yeah, we got to go 1 week at a time. Like I said, North Catholic is going to be a very strong challenge, obviously. Excited to keep plugging away this year and see where we go.
Well, they're not going to be in a good mood, obviously, with their first loss to Licking Heights, a team that you battled, right down to the wire as well. And this is the old cliche, physicality will probably be a huge battle in that game Saturday. Any other tangibles that you can think of or that you want to share on the air when you get ready to take on the Green Wave Saturday night?
Yeah, excited to go compete against them. Obviously, great program. I mean, they're super well coached. It's going to be tough. You mentioned physicality, and that's any game. We feel like we're a pretty physical football team, and I think we are. We got to bring that every single week. Kind of coach speak, we got to take care of the football like we've done. I've been very pleased with how we've taken care of the ball this year, and that's no different this week. They got a great team, and we know about their running back. He's, a great player. We got to be sound defensively, and we just got to do our job and keep 11 guys doing what they're supposed to be doing and go execute our stuff.
And I know you're looking forward to the challenge, Gavin, but you're not – I don't think anybody on this ball club right now feels intimidated because you've played good teams before Newark Catholic here in Week 6. You've been able to get a couple big victories and teams that have been very successful. And I think I would be shocked if Centerburg and Licking Heights don't make the postseason. So that's got to give you guys a little bit of confidence feeling we're going to be able to hang Saturday night.
Oh, yeah, I think we're completely ready. We put together a good week of practice. I don't think anyone on our team is intimidated right now. We're ready. We know it's going to be a challenge. We want to go compete with them.
Is that what you were also looking for from maybe this ball club, just to show, and again, I'm not going back to last year, but just to show if you're not ready to play Utica, you're in for a rude awakening? Because that's the sense I'm getting from this program for this year.
Definitely. I feel like I said earlier, I feel like we get talked down a lot, but when it comes to playing us this year, we're a different team, and two teams have already experienced that, and hopefully we show that to more teams coming up.
I love, it's not cockiness. I think it's just good confidence, not just with Gavin, but he's confident with with his teammates. And I, as a coach, you've just got to love that.
Yeah, that's what we ask for, look for, and we talk to our guys about being great teammates, and he's definitely one of them. And he mentioned it, it's a whole team, 11 guys on the field with three different phases. It takes everybody, that's for sure. And like I mentioned, I think our guys are really close together. They gel well, they get along, they hang out together, which is, I mean, that's a huge part of the battle, just to that in itself. So,
yep.
Yeah, really happy with how these guys conduct themselves, hold themselves, and how they celebrate each other on the team.
That's great. Guys, we really appreciate you coming down for this edition of Licking County Locker Room. It's been a great story so far. I think there's more chapters to be written here in 2022. I think you've got an opportunity to make some noise in the second half of the season. We'll be watching and rooting for you. Appreciate your time tonight. Congratulations so far.
Thanks for having us.
All right. Thank you very much. All right. That is Coach and Gavin, and we appreciate them joining us. We'll take a quick break and talk a little bit more Utica Athletics after this timeout as you're listening to the Licking County Locker Room live from the Stein Brewing Company on Kate 98.7.
Take your garage back with Garage Experts of Columbus, a local, family-owned company specializing in making your garage the envy of your neighborhood. With the exclusive Garage FX flooring system that has a tenacious bond with concrete, giving you a slip-resistant finish that won't peel and can be installed in just one day. And it's backed with their lifetime guarantee. Call now to take advantage of end-of-year specials of up to $450 off. Call today, 614-802-6565, or visit garageexperts.com.
Now's the time to order Varsity Jackets. The earlier the better. For more than 20 years, All-Star Embroidery in Newark has been Varsity Jacket headquarters for schools all over Licking County. Trust their experts to help you through the whole process, from sizing to application. All steps are handled in-house, which means faster turnaround and no surprise pricing. All-Star Embroidery, 21st Street in Newark, and online at allstarembroidery-ltd.com. allstarembroidery-ltd.com.
Shamrock Printing is the county's best-kept secret. Their customer service and attention to detail makes every order perfect, whether celebrating your seniors or your school. And don't forget about them at your office. Their efficiency and pricing makes them the best choice there, too. Shamrock Printing can now print signage on all kinds of materials, like wood, metal, plastic, and canvas. Whatever you want printed, whatever you want it printed on. Shamrock Printing, South 3rd Street, Newark.
Are you one of those people who doesn't know what they want, but knows it when they see it? Kicks Mix Bookstore in downtown Newark is the bookstore created with you in mind. Under the watchful eyes of resident Books Pertz, Edgar Allan Poe's, and Margaret Catwood, you can search two floors full of new releases and old favorites. And if you still can't find something, they'll order it for you. Since 2014, featuring great prices and even better customer service, Kicks Mix Bookstore, South 3rd Street, Newark.
Licking Memorial Health Systems is seeking registered nurses and point-of-care technicians to work in the emergency department and inpatient care units. LMHS offers a wide range of benefits, competitive wages, and an award-winning work environment. All shifts are available. Interested applicants may visit lmhs.jobs or contact Jennifer Rice at 220-564-7084 or jsrice@lmhealth.org.
What's your plan for lunch? Join Stein Brewing Company in downtown Newark and enjoy their selection of burgers, sandwiches, and salads. Stop by for lunch or go online to steinbrewco.com and order ahead for pickup. Businesses on the square in downtown Newark can take advantage of free delivery from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Stein Brewing Company in downtown Newark, where you can be your own bartender. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, featuring 33 craft beers and 3 craft sodas on tap. Stein Brew co.com.
Hi, folks, it's Andy Ritberger. There's nothing better than taking your tailgate party up a notch or two, and all it takes is one stop at the Ritberger North Market to get our brats, hot dogs, steaks, ribs, and pork tenderloin. I gotta tell you that what's on your grill can make or break your party, so come see us at the Ritberger North Market on Maple Avenue in Zanesville. And if you're in the Buckeye Lake area, check out our new store, the Ritberger Market at the lake.
Is where you should feel the safest, but sometimes the air there can be more harmful, up to 5 times more polluted than the outside air. Federal Elite Heating and Cooling in Bryant can help you take the steps toward making a healthier home with our indoor air quality solutions. From UV lights, pool home purifiers to a whole new system, visit federalheating.com or call 754-HEAT to schedule your comfort evaluation and ask about our 6-year equal monthly payment financing option at 0%. Restrictions apply. Let Federal Elite and Bryant do whatever it takes to give you peace of mind.
You're listening to the Licking County Locker Room with Brian Mays, live at Stein Brewing Company on Church Street in downtown Newark on K98.7.
And welcome back, everyone. We continue to be broadcasting here from the Stein Brewing Company in the Licking County Locker Room up until 7 p.m. this evening. And we're happy to be joined by the athletic director of Utica High School and also basketball coach as well for the boys team. That's Brian Radebaugh. Coach, athletic director, thank you for joining us. And just wanted to follow up on what you've seen and how proud you are of this football program and what they've shown so far this year.
Yeah, and again, I'll reiterate what Coach Raleigh said. Thanks for having us. Thanks for giving us an opportunity to brag a little bit about our community. Very proud of where our football program is right now.
the progress that we've seen over the last 4 or 5 years. You know, it's been slow going at times, but you could always see it trending in the right direction. Coach Raleigh's a very good coach, and I'll tell you, he's a better man, and what a great person to have leading your program and be one of the focal points of your high school. I think our kids are very lucky to have that. You heard Gavin talk about Op 11. I won't get into Op 11, but it's kind of the creed that he's brought to Utica High School that his players live by, and focuses on character education and character building as much as it does football.
Well, and you have to be proud as well of students like Gavin, who obviously care a bunch for their teammates and their students, but it just seems to be a very even-keeled type of group. They celebrate the victories when they have to, but they don't get down if it's a bad quarter or a bad play. It's not going to judge who we are. I'm really impressed with that mentality, again, at a young age.
Yeah, our leadership this year on our football team has been second to none. The juniors and seniors together have kind of bonded, and it's really helped to elevate some younger classmen and their expectations of what they think is going to happen on a night in and night out basis are very high this year, and it shows.
So how does one want to become or become an athletic director? So we're going with year number 9 here. We're thinking that's right, give or take sometimes. So there's a lot on this job. Why did you get involved? Why did you want to do it?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. I guess you got to be a little bit crazy. But I've got a lot of love and passion for Utica High School. I grew up in Utica. I played sports there. So it was a great opportunity for me to continue to be a part of that culture and that community and be a part of sports. I think there's no better teacher and preparer for life than athletics. The adversity that you face, the bonds that you build, learning to work with each other, to have a role in that, it's a wonderful opportunity.
One of the things that I think may have impacted smaller schools maybe than larger schools has been the COVID over the last couple of years and participation and things of that nature. Are we coming out of that a little bit? Are you seeing more engagement from the students as we move a little bit farther away from when it first came aboard?
Yeah, absolutely. What a brutal couple of years for high school kids. And especially those that participate in extracurriculars, they feel like they got cheated. They did in certain ways. Again, I'll go back to the adversity that they learned from that and how to overcome it. But at Utica, we're seeing great participation numbers. Our football numbers, I think we have 53 on our roster right now. That's the most we've had in years. We have 3 levels of volleyball. Cross country has got all kinds of participation. For us, we're in a really good place. We've come out of it. What we're most proud of that we focused on the last couple of years student-wise was supporting one another. You know, we lost seasons, but we also lost the ability to develop a chemistry in the student body to be able to go and watch each other play. And they didn't realize how much they missed it until we got out of the other side of COVID. And our student participation in sports has been awesome. And the atmosphere at our games is incredible. The stands have been packed for us. We've had lucky to have 3 home games and had beautiful weather, but you couldn't find a seat in the bleachers, and the students have been incredible. So
you brought up a great point that I didn't even really think of, because we would see the games on TV with professional and nobody in the stands. That's not a big deal because they mostly turn the fans out anyways. But at the high school and junior high level, it's all about who's in the stands, who's watching and things like that. So that is just, probably as much stressful as it was not being able to play, to have not anyone there rooting you on and to have that comeback. Yeah, that's got to be just great for these kids.
Yep. Absolutely.
Okay, so let me get you into a couple of questions that I've asked the other ADs. And we just talked about the importance of having parents, friends, relatives, in the stands. With amateurism, you have more high school games on TVs now and the recruiting camps and all that stuff. Is it it's a concern of mine, I'll ask if it's a concern of yours, of amateurism not going away, but not being what it once was when you and I were back in high school? And how does that, as an athletic director, how do you deal with that?
Yeah, so it's kind of a double-edged sword for an athletic director. You want to provide the same opportunities for your kids that other schools have. And obviously the trend is it's changing. And there's a lot of times you wish, I wish our kids could just experience what we did, you know, back when we were in high school, and it be a simpler time, and them not have to worry about all this other stuff and exposure and social media. But at the same time, I think you can turn it into a great positive. And if they want to get recruited, there are more tools and different avenues for them to go out and do that. And so it just depends on, you know, embracing it in the right way. You know, but at, you know, you know, the world's going. That's where we're heading for sure. So it's just, we got to try to stay on top of it.
Now, the other part that I've asked is some, a little bit more of the bleed in from fall to winter and winter to spring. You know, you have more regular season basketball games. Now you have the extra, playoff. And you know, I'll say it, that could very well help Utica this year and maybe get into the postseason, knock on wood, we want to go there. But is there that concern about not, again, at a small school, not having to be able to do two sports and focus on one sport? Or do you think the balance is still okay to be able to participate in multiple sports?
Yeah, it's becoming increasingly difficult. And what we see, because we're lucky, we do have a lot of kids who are still willing to play multiple sports. At a school our size, we rely on that. We have to have that participation. And so what we see are kids who might focus or specialize in one, and then have a secondary or even a third sport that they'll play. But they tend to spend, you know, their focus, whether it's AAU volleyball or club volleyball or summer baseball. But I'll tell you what, it's tough on kids these days because coaches demand a lot. Their summer programs demand a lot. And it kind of goes, to me, goes in with that amateurism thing of, you know, wishing that they had a little bit more opportunity just to be a kid sometimes. Mm-hmm. But again, to stay competitive, they stay with their head down and keep working at their sport.
Well, and as lighter director, I'm sure, and I don't believe it's an issue at Utica at all, but the coaches in each sport have to understand that and be able to work and massage certain situations with scheduling. And I'm sure as the AD, you've made that aware, and the coaches understand that.
Yeah, we're very lucky at Utica. We've got a great group of coaches right now. I think all of them played multiple sports. We do a good job of encouraging kids to stay active, even if it's not your primary sport. But that it helps you become a well-rounded person. It helps you work on various skills that maybe show up later on for you in your primary sport. And you know, but it's definitely a partnership.
Before we let you go, we have to talk a little hoops, and it is a pattern. This is the third AD I've had on that's also a basketball coach.
Okay.
So I don't know what the deal is in the water here in Licking County, but it seems to be that way. So how are you preparing for the season now? What's going on? Because I think practices start next month. So what are you looking for? What are the expectations for Utica basketball coming up?
Yeah, I mean, we're working hard, you know, almost every day right now. We've got kids, you know, talking about sharing kids. So we open up the gym early in the morning for kids who are maybe golfing or doing other things, and they can get some shots up or get a workout in. But we have high expectations for ourselves. We had a really solid year last year. Our goal is to build on that. And we've got a lot of kids very excited to carry on what we started last year.
It seems to be a very, I hate to say this word, but an athletic group going through Utica High School right now. Would you tend to agree with that?
I would agree with that, yeah. I think things are good at Utica High School right now. And, you know, it's no secret, we've been down a little bit here lately. But we've seen the pattern as coaches. You could see the tide starting to change, and we're starting to see the results of that.
So, going back to basketball, and then I'll let you go because I know you want to eat. You talked about the high expectations and high goals. When you have a roster like this at the small school, is it really back to the op 11, but we'll change the numbers here for basketball, or is it really more of a 5-7-8 rotation? Yeah, maybe we haven't decided yet.
Yeah, I mean, we've got a pretty good idea, I think, what we're going to have. But we look at it as a whole program, a 7-12 model. because we're, you know, we're trying to get 3 to 4 kids per class that, that can be successful out there. At the same time, you know, we have a lot of great kids in our program, and we just work hard to develop each and every one of them.
Brian Radabaugh, we appreciate your time here on the Licking County Locker Room. Thanks for coming down. Enjoy the success of Utica Athletics in all sports, and all the best for the rest of 2022.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. We will wrap up this edition after our final timeout here, live from the Stein Brewery, the Licking County Locker Room, on KATE 98.7.
Hi, folks, it's Andy Rittberger. There's nothing better than taking your tailgate party up a notch or two, and all it takes is one stop at the Rittberger North Market to get our brats, hot dogs, steaks, ribs, and pork tenderloin. I gotta tell you that what's on your grill can make or break your party, so come see us at the Rittberger North Market on Maple Avenue in Zanesville. And if you're in the Buckeye Lake area, check out our new store, the Rittberger Market at the lake.
What's your plan for lunch? Join Stein Brewing Company in downtown Newark and enjoy their selection of burgers, sandwiches, and salads. Stop by for lunch or go online to steinbrewco.com and order ahead for pickup. Businesses on the square in downtown Newark can take advantage of free delivery from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Stein Brewing Company in downtown Newark, where you can be your own bartender. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, featuring 33 craft beers and 3 craft sodas on tap. Stein Brew. Co.com.
Licking Memorial Health Systems is seeking registered nurses and point-of-care technicians to work in the emergency department and inpatient care units. LMHS offers a wide range of benefits, competitive wages, and an award-winning work environment. All shifts are available. Interested applicants may visit lmhs.jobs or contact Jennifer Rice at 220-564-7084 or jsrice@lmhealth.org.
Are you one of those people who doesn't know what they want, but knows it when they see it? Kix Mix Bookstore in downtown Newark is the bookstore created with you in mind. Under the watchful eyes of resident books Pertz, Edgar Allan Poe's, and Margaret Catwood, you can search 2 floors full of new releases and old favorites. And if you still can't find something, they'll order it for you. Since 2014, featuring great prices and even better customer service, Kix Mix Bookstore, South 3rd Street, Newark.
Now's the time to order Varsity Jackets. The earlier the better. For more than 20 years, All-Star Embroidery in Newark has been Varsity Jacket headquarters for schools all over Licking County. Trust their experts to help you through the whole process, from sizing to application. All steps are handled in-house, which means faster turnaround and no surprise pricing. All-Star Embroidery, 21st Street, Newark, and online at allstarembroidery-ltd.com. allstarembroidery-ltd.com.
Take your garage back with Garage Experts of Columbus, a local family-owned company specializing in making your garage the envy of your neighborhood. With the exclusive Garage FX flooring system that has a tenacious bond with concrete, giving you a slip-resistant finish that won't peel and can be installed in just one day. And it's backed with their lifetime guarantee. Call now to take advantage of end-of-year specials of up to $450 off. Call today, 614-802-6565, or visit garageexperts.com.
Shamrock Printing is the county's best-kept secret. Their customer service and attention to detail makes every order perfect, whether celebrating your seniors or your school. And don't forget about them at your office. Their efficiency and pricing makes them the best choice there, too. Shamrock Printing can now print signage on all kinds of materials, like wood, metal, plastic, and canvas. Whatever you want printed, whatever you want it printed on. Shamrock Printing, South 3rd Street, Newark.
Are you one of those people who doesn't know what they want, but knows it when they see it? Kix Mix Bookstore in downtown Newark is the bookstore created with you in mind. Under the watchful eyes of resident books Pertz, Edgar Allan Poe's, and Margaret Catwood, you can search 2 floors full of new releases and old favorites. And if you still can't find something, they'll order it for you. Since 2014, featuring great prices and even better customer service, Kix Mix Bookstore, South 3rd Street, Newark.
We're back talking high school football with the Licking County Locker Room with Brian Mays, live at Stein Brewing Company on Church Street in downtown Newark on KATE 98.7.
And we're getting ready to wrap up this edition of the Licking County Locker Room. And before we go, do want to thank our guests tonight from Utica High School, Athletic Director Brian Radabaugh, wide receiver junior Gavin Chin, and head coach Charlie Rowley. Everybody doing a great job this year for Utica, and we continue to wish them success moving forward. Again, our game of the week coming up this Friday night will be at Heath as the Bulldogs look to regroup after a two-game losing streak. 2-3 on the season. They will entertain the Lakewood Lancers. The Lancers coming in winless in five games. We'll have that ball game for you 7 p.m. here on Kate 98.7. And before we go, we do have to do our top six in the county, and we will start with a tie at number six between Heath and Utica. They both are tied for number six in the poll this week. At number five right now is Licking Valley. The Panthers getting back-to-back wins to go to 3-2. Licking Heights also now with a record of 3-2 with their win over Newark Catholic. They come into the poll ranked at number four. Number three, the Warriors of Watkins Memorial, getting their fourth victory last week in five attempts, their fourth straight victory as well. Watkins Memorial now ranked number three. Falling from the top spot to number two is the Green Wave of Newark Catholic. Just their third game of the season, as they had the two games canceled. Newark Catholic now 2-1, and they will host Utica Saturday night at Whitefield. And the top-ranked team now in the county would be the Granville Blue Aces, as the Aces continue to dominate right now. Not a loss in the regular season for the last couple of seasons, back to 2020, Granville is 5-0, and they have a huge matchup in the regular season coming up this Friday night, taking on the Hornets of Licking Heights, as both those teams looking for a lot of playoff points moving forward. And right now, we would have several Licking County teams in the postseason if the season ended today. Seven of the 11 would be into the postseason. A lot of football left to be played. We'll see how it all turns out. But with the expansion to 16 teams in each region, you could see a lot more postseason play here from our Licking County schools. So that'll do it here from the Licking County Locker Room. As always, we hope you've enjoyed it. We'll be back here next Monday night at 6, live from the Stein Brewery. And don't forget again, Friday night from Heath, the Bulldogs and the Lancers. This is Brian Mays. Have a great Monday evening, everyone, as you've been listening to the Licking County Locker Room here on Kate 98.7.
This has been the Licking County Locker Room Show on Kate 98.7. Tonight's show is brought to you by Licking Memorial Health Systems, Stein Brewing Company, Kix Mix Bookstore, Shamrock Printing, All-Star Embroidery, Garage Experts of Columbus, and Ritberger Meat Market, Buckeye Lake. Join us next Monday night at 6 for the Licking County Locker Room on Kate 98.7.